Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, August 28th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Becca Drechten. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the remarkable people, events, and topics that shape our world. Today, we're venturing into the fascinating world of the Bekkadrekt, a traditional costume that tells a story about culture, community, and even the evolution of identity. The Bekkadrekt is a folk costume from Sweden, specifically rooted in the Hälsingland province, where its history intricately weaves through various social and cultural changes. This exquisite piece of attire is not only a beautiful garment, but also represents a vibrant collection of customs and the enduring spirit of the community. Imagine walking through the quaint village of Bekka, where lush green landscapes surround wooden homes that echo history. The Bekkadrekt isn't just about fabric and threads. It's about a way of life, a connection to heritage, and in many ways, a canvas of personal and collective identity. Each element stitched into this garment carries significance. Colors, patterns, and materials represent the wearer's family lineage and regional identity. The history of the Bekkadrekt dates back to the 18th century. It reflects its time through its craftsmanship and style, all while adapting to the changes brought about by industrialization and modernity. Traditional folk costumes like this often adapt over generations. They evolve based on the practical needs of the community and the societal shifts that accompany technological advancements. Have you ever thought about how our clothing choices reflect our identities? When you put on a particular outfit, whether it's for a special occasion or everyday wear, there's often more than meets the eye. The Bekkadrekt serves as a perfect example. By wearing it, individuals participate in an ongoing dialogue with their ancestry, history, and culture. Interestingly, the Bekkadrekt wasn't just worn during celebrations. In fact, it was an everyday attire for many women in the 19th century. In communities where the garment was prevalent, wearing a Bekkadrekt made a statement about one's cultural identity, social status, and even pride in one's region. Imagine a woman walking to the market in her Bekkadrekt, a colorful array of skirts, blouses, and shawls that not only keep her warm, but narrate her story and her relationship to her community. As industrialization swept through Sweden, it brought with it a wave of change. Traditional roles began to transform, and with them, the significance of folk costumes in daily life diminished. However, just like many other cultural artifacts, the Bekkadrekt experienced a revival in the late 20th century. This was a testament to the growing awareness and appreciation for cultural heritage, a reflection of society's longing to connect with the past. In many ways, this journey of the Bekkadrekt mirrors broader societal changes. Today, as we navigate a world dominated by fast fashion, one cannot help but ask, what happens to individuality in the face of mass production? The Bekkadrekt stands as a beacon of sustainability, craftsmanship, and unique personal expression. Let's pause for a moment to ponder. What is your cultural heritage? How does it influence your daily life? The choices we make about what we wear will reveal much about who we are and where we come from. The conversation about the Bekkadrekt also opens up discussions about the ethics of cultural appropriation. As we dive deeper into the world of fashion, understanding the origins and significance of clothing becomes essential. The Bekkadrekt is not just a costume designed for performances or festivals, it is a representation of a community's pride. The line between appreciation and appropriation can sometimes be blurry, and it's important for us to tread thoughtfully in our exploration of cultural artifacts. Now let's consider how the Bekkadrekt ties in with the notion of community. When worn at events, festivals, or even family gatherings, it fosters a sense of belonging. The colors and patterns of the Bekkadrekt can unite individuals under a shared identity, offering a powerful reminder of the importance of roots and history in a world that often tries to homogenize experiences. This garment, rich in textures and colors, cannot simply be relegated to the categories of ordinary clothing. whether it's the joy of spinning around in the flowing skirts or the pride in donning it while recounting tales from generations past, the Bekkadrekt remains a vibrant emblem of self-expression and cultural resilience. So what does the future hold for garments like the Bekkadrekt? As modern society increasingly values sustainability and cultural authenticity, we may see a revival not just of the Bekkadrekt, but of other traditional costumes around the globe. What if more individuals started to wear these garments not just during festivals or special occasions, but integrated them into their everyday lives? I encourage you, our listeners, to reflect on your wardrobe choices. What crafts or cultural customs might you incorporate into your living space or fashion? Engaging with your heritage is not just about preservation, it's about living it fully and vibrantly. Before we wrap up, I invite you to explore more about the Bekkadrekt. Delve into the stories behind its fabrics, patterns, and history, and perhaps you'll discover new layers to your understanding of culture and identity. As we close this episode, remember that every piece of clothing can tell a story. Go out and find yours. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Wikipedia. Until next time.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Bekkadrekten. Thanks for listening. See you next time.